Tyler, he's back. Mason Rudolph is back in Pittsburgh. You made it back. You made your return home after a year in Tennessee. Steelers quarterback position looking bright as always. Never a doubt. And
QB1 as of right now, right?
QB1 as of right now in the QB room of Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson. Who would have thought that Mason Rudolph would be QB1?
Yeah, well, I guess in other news we can, I guess we should just, I mean, should we say it first? Like, I mean, congrats, Aaron Rodgers, you're a Steeler, or
I don't,
I.
no, I'm not going to manifest that. I don't want Aaron Rodgers on the team.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's manifesting or if it's like, hey, that's like the last option at this point.
They could trade for Kirk.
I could. They could. I
Send a bag of
guess.
chips for Kirk. Agree to take
Yeah,
up most of his contract.
but like Atlanta doesn't even have to pay him that much this year, so like maybe they just kind of hold him.
I guess. I don't know.
What do you think Atlanta wants for Kirk Cousins?
A seventh?
I think that's kind of a stretch. I think they're going to want more than a seventh round pick.
Yeah, probably.
Like a th third
Hey, the
or a
Steelers got a
fourth?
bunch of compensatory picks, though. So they do have stuff to work with because I lost like quite a few guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I it's what? It's Rodgers, it's Kirk. Who else is
Russ?
Russ? I don't know who else
You
is
don't
in
want to be
there.
sussy for Russie again? You don't want to run it back one more time?
No, I'm done. I'm done. I mean, honestly, I'd take Russ over Rodgers.
I mean, to be fair, like if he just threw moon balls every throw to DK and Pickens, it might actually not be that horrible.
No, somehow the Steelers had $60 million in cap space and their roster got worse through free agency. That's not a complete, no, that's not completely true. They did get DK. We have to, they
I
brought
mean,
in,
yeah, I don't think your roster got worse.
I don't think it got substantially better.
I mean, you lose like Najee. I don't think that's even that big of a loss. I mean, he was a 1,000 yard back, but Warren is younger and faster and probably better in
I
general.
think it's more so than not doing anything at quarterback.
Yeah, that kind of is a that's a
Like
pretty pivotal position in the NFL, I'd say.
the Seahawks got a third for Geno. Why would you not go get a third for like
Yeah. Or like sign Sam Darnold.
Yeah, it's just like there were not that there was like some like elite quarterback available, but like they needed something, and to lose Fields, like Fields got his bag, all right. I don't understand how he got a contract that big for not having really played at all. But good for Fields. We'll see how that works out. I was really hoping he'd come back, but I don't think the Steelers ever offered him enough money to
Yeah,
not
there's no
play
way
in
the
free
Steelers offered
agency.
him that much money.
Yeah, no. I
Especially after putting him on the bench
yeah,
too, in the middle of the year and everything.
yeah. It started to come out. Oh, he was just being like a good teammate. He was actually really irked about not getting keeping the starting job or whatever. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I would be too. I had the
He's kind of a
team.
diva anyways too, in general, I think. He like thinks he's hot shit. He always has, and he's always just kind of an ass. So
You're just saying that because you went to Ohio State.
yeah, I am, and he's been ass. And he also played for the Bears, and he was ass.
Yeah. Gosh. No, but
So,
yeah. If it's Rodgers, I will watch. I just will be in pain at all moments.
I
I get
mean,
he's not. I understand he played generally fine
he
last
threw
year.
like 28 touchdowns last
Like
year.
he was fine, he was good, he was a good quarterback. I see this as a he's there for a year and then they're back in the same exact spot. Like they can't keep putting a band-aid over the quarterback position.
But listen to this. Instead of how many games did you guys win this year? Nine?
I think it was 10.
Okay. Instead of 10 wins, maybe you can get 11.
But consider the
And
following.
no, and you could play a more competitive wild card game but still lose. What if
They've
I sold
got,
what if I sold you on that?
they've locked down their wide receiver one for the next handful of years. Why not just suck now for 1 year, get Arch, bada bing, bada boom,
Is Arch the best QB prospect next year, we think?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like he's.
Just asking. I don't know if you are in on the know for like
I
top.
I'm not as familiar with the QB prospects yet next year. I feel like
I'm not either.
just
That's why I
name that keeps
asked.
getting thrown out.
I didn't know if you knew, so that's why I was like, do you know? Because I don't know. I just know Arch, really, too.
I think
So.
everyone just says Arch because of the name. Like he's only
Right.
played like five like games.
Because his last name's Manning, right?
Yeah.
That's yeah, okay.
So
Right.
I don't actually know. It's the same thing that happens every year though. Like how often do we actually say this is the number one quarterback and it stays that way the entire time?
I don't know. That's a good point. Yeah, usually kind of jumps around a little bit.
Like
So yeah, Arch is the number one guy, right? According to NFLDraftBuzz.com.
very good. Very good. So
Obviously
suck
that's
for
a good
Arch.
obviously that's a great source to go to.
We could suck for Arch, get
Yeah.
Arch, start Mason Rudolph all year
Yeah.
this upcoming season. Because why not? I mean,
Right.
he led us to the playoffs 2 years ago. Go 1-16. Get the first overall pick,
Yeah.
take a quarterback.
Yes.
You know, I don't see a flaw in my plan.
It sounds great, Thomas. Honestly, I just would you want to see that? Would you want to have like just a year just wasted like that, though? I'll tell you right now, it's not fun watching a single digit win team, man. Like in low, like a 2-3. Like I've done it multiple times.
Yeah,
It's not fun.
I know, I
I mean,
know.
I guess every win does kind of matter a little more. So that's kind of cool. Like if you win, you're like it's the end of the world for a second because you're like, holy shit, we won a game. I remember when the Lions won, they were like 0-10-1 and they beat the Vikings, and I said we were going to the Super Bowl. We actually had already been eliminated from playoff contention in
Playoffs.
general, but I still
Yeah.
thought we were going to the Super Bowl after that game. But yeah, I mean, it's has it's like three shining moments, and then it's like, wow, this is the worst thing ever.
I get
But I
that.
guess
I get that.
if you could guarantee a good future, then it would be like, okay, this is worth it, right?
It's like the thing of like, oh, like we can go get Trevor Lawrence, we can get Caleb Williams, we can get
Right.
this guy. Am I okay with that? Yes. Is it
Right.
going to be painful? Yes.
Right,
Should we
right,
probably
right.
trade away some guys if that's going to be the plan? Yes. Is that going to be the plan? No.
Right.
They will win at least 7 games next season.
Right, probably, most likely. Minimum 9 games.
Minimum 9 games. They can't, they're not allowed to win less than 9 games in a season.
It's yeah, Mike Tomlin is contractually obligated with the devil to get at minimum 9 wins every year.
I think he actually just dies if he doesn't. I
Yeah,
think
no,
he
his
disappears.
legitimately his life is on the line every time, every season.
Yeah. No,
So
man. I mean it's fine, it's whatever. It's not like the free agent class was that amazing. Like, there weren't.
I was gonna say it's honestly like not a ton of guys out there.
No. Especially at quarterback, it's like the only guys
Yeah.
available were all old.
It was Slim Pickens.
Slim George Pickens.
Yes, yeah, Slim George Pickens.
But yeah, I mean,
You've had a big offseason though, I would say. I mean, DK is a giant move.
DK is a big move. Losing
Yeah.
Najee was kind of just like it
Yeah,
was going to happen. Like it would
how do
just
you feel
happen.
about that?
I think that the people that are like, oh, Najee's never not had a 1,000-yard rushing season, get over it. He had to
Yeah.
average like 60 yards a game to do that. Like it's
Right.
not that
And
hard at this point.
he's also looks like half the time looks like the slowest human being
Yeah.
on a football field ever for being a
Like
running back.
I think that the Steelers are lined up right now to take a quarterback in the draft. Hopefully not in the first round again, because I can't do that.
You said a quarterback? QB? Is that what you said?
Jackson Dart.
I mean, he kind of balled out at the pro day, or not the pro day, but the combine or whatever.
I could
So.
fuck with some Jackson Dart action. I'm not gonna lie. If he's, I don't know if I like it at 21, but if they were to say, okay, we're gonna trade back a little bit and take Jackson Dart even closer to the end of the first round,
Do you think he
that'd be
goes
fun.
in the first, though? I'd say, like, you could probably get him in the second,
Do
honestly.
they? I don't know if they have their second still because they traded it a second for DK, didn't they?
Right. Hold on. Let's look up Steelers draft picks really quick. You can continue talking about the trade back, though, if you want.
Yeah, like I'm just saying, like you could even just trade back into the second round and like trade out of
Right.
first, get more stuff than just
Maybe
take
get
second.
two, second round picks and just trade
Yeah.
away your first.
Get 2 second round picks, and you could probably get like a fourth or something next year too with that.
Right.
I don't know. It's
Right.
just, I think that there's more holes than they're going to be able to get enough value at 21 for with one piece. You could probably get more for your buck if you just had 2 seconds, maybe. Not
Right.
that I recommend that for every team, but I think that the Steelers are in a
Okay,
interesting
yeah.
position.
Steelers do not have a second round pick.
Yeah, they traded it for DK,
Right,
so
so they have the 21st pick, and then they have the next pick is number 83 in the third round.
yeah, there's no way that Dart's there at 83, I don't think. So they'd have to do first.
Really? I don't know, man. I don't know if teams are that high on these QBs.
It's just the nature of the QB position, though. Like, they're gonna get
Yeah,
over.
but usually I feel like QBs drop pretty far, like if they're not like the top upper echelon guys.
I just think that someone's gonna fall in love with Dart, though.
It's a good point. It's fair.
Like, I think he is much closer to Shedeur Sanders as a prospect than Shedeur Sanders is to Cam Ward as a prospect.
Okay.
So I feel like someone's going to fall in love with him and want him in the second
Okay.
round if he's there.
I gotcha.
Which, yeah. But no, we're going Mason Rudolph. He's our franchise quarterback now. They should have honestly given him a bigger contract, like Darnold numbers contract, to be honest.
Facts. I didn't realize you guys actually lost that many people in free agency, but
Oh yeah, no,
you lost like a
like
lot of guys.
30% of the off starting offense is gone.
Yeah, that's actually insane.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of Dan Moore leaving was already kind of set in stone. They drafted two tackles in the first round the past 2 years. It's like that was going to happen. Losing their losing Mike Williams, losing Van Jefferson, I'd like that's not really any skin off my back. Like they didn't do
Right.
much last year anyways.
Right.
And losing Najee, like I didn't hate Najee. I just, I don't think he was worth, like, I don't think he was really worth much more than he was already getting paid as a rookie. So,
Right. Yeah, I don't know, man. The Lions have not done shit this off season. Other than, I mean, like it's, I don't think, I really don't think that they need to do a lot. But they haven't really even like re-signed a ton of their guys. Like they've just been kind of like see you later. Which I mean, to be fair, our defense obviously last year was just like, I mean, we had like a million people at, like a million reserves because we half our defense was dead the whole year. So it's like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we signed DJ Reed, which I guess people
I
were
will
saying.
say, I think DJ Reed's an upgrade over Carlton Davis.
I mean, that's what I was gonna say. People were saying he's like the best free agent available in general.
Like
So,
he,
okay.
not that he's like a lockdown number one corner,
Right.
but if you have like two really good corners, which obviously the Lions are hoping that Terry and Arnold is taking
And
that
Ennis
step.
Rakestraw.
And Rick Estrada, yeah, they're hoping that those guys do take that step to being really good corners. Like,
Yeah.
if you have a really good corner in DJ Reed and a really good corner opposite him, it's like you're not, when you're looking at that, it's not like you're not looking for like the we have an island guy. You're looking at the
Right.
we have a really good duo that can
Yeah.
both sit on their sides and be fine.
Plus we have good safeties too, which helps, and I think our linebacking core is pretty good too. So
Yeah.
we're chilling.
And I
I
think edge is something that people are very frustrated by.
yeah.
Losing Zeitlin is
Trey.
something that people are frustrated by.
Yeah, Trey Hendrickson hit our line, please. At this point, I don't know, man. I don't honestly, I don't know what the Lions are doing. I tend, for some reason, in the past off seasons, I've just tend to get frustrated with them, but it's just because I feel like they don't do enough, and then I always just eat my words
But I
at the end of
also
the year because Brad Holmes obviously knows what he's doing at this
feel
point.
like
So
the trap that people fall into in free agency is they overpay for guys.
right, and
I think.
that's what I was gonna say too, is that I'm kind of happy we've stayed out of that, just because, as you were getting at, you do have to overpay in free agency. So it's like, I'd rather keep our money for the people that we have in house already, because I'm fond of the majority of those players.
Especially when you have a roster already capable of being a Super Bowl team, if you
Right.
reserve your money for keeping your guys,
Yeah.
you're probably going to be better off. And I know a lot of people were, wanted the Myles Garrett trade to happen. It just, I think it's funny that Myles Garrett requested a trade and then just signed an extension. That is
Dude,
the
I mean,
funny.
if you got offered $40 million a year to live in Cleveland, you would say yes.
Dude, I think he could have gotten offered that much money to go play somewhere else.
Yeah, but there's the team teams aren't going to want to give up what they have to give up to get Myles Garrett and then pay him $40 million on top of it. That's you're losing out of both buckets when you could only lose out of, like, the Browns are only taking money, right? But if you're a team that's to trade for Myles Garrett, you have to give up picks and players and then give him $40 million, versus the Browns
Yeah.
can just be like, we'll give you 40 million if you just stay here, Myles.
You're right. You're right. When you're right, you're right, Tyler. When you're right, you're right.
Thank you, Thomas. That means a lot. These days.
No, man, I don't know. This free agency just wasn't that exciting this year, I feel like so much of it happened before the tampering period. Like it was all trades was the exciting part.
Yeah.
Like seeing Geno get dealt, seeing
Yeah.
DK get dealt. Like I remember sitting there and just like seeing my phone say Geno Smith traded to the Raiders, and I was like, what the like what?
Yeah, that's I was yeah, I mean, well, like, 'cause Seattle is just like blowing it up. Like, they are just like, all right, drop the nuke. Like, it's
But like they're blowing it up and then
starting.
they're signing Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I
Like, what are
don't
they
know.
doing?
I don't know. Like, DK's gone, Geno's gone. They have Jackson Smith and Jigba and K9 at this point. Like, that's
Yeah.
about it.
And
And
Jake
Sam Darnold,
Bobo.
well, and Sam Darnold now too, obviously, but
I don't know, man. I don't know what they're doing. The Giants continue to do nothing. The Redskins actually, or sorry, the Commanders.
canceled. Canceled.
Sorry,
Someone phoned it
guys.
in. Thomas is
I'm just reading the
canceled.
tea leaves. They're going to change the name back. Commanders made a nice move getting, gosh, why am I drawing a blank on his name now?
Debo?
Trading for Debo. I actually like that. I like
What?
that move.
Why?
Because they didn't trade anything for him. Okay?
Yeah.
They traded like nothing for him. Like it's not like he's like, you know, at the same level he was 5 years ago, but to trade nothing but a fifth for Debo Samuel and have him be there in the slot when you've already got, you know, Zach Ertz and Terry McLaurin in there, like he's a good third option.
Fair, I guess, if he loses a couple pounds, maybe. He is, dude, he is kind of like disgustingly fat for like
Yes,
being in the NFL and being
I
that.
understand. I also do think that part of the issue is he does get he I think he got lost in the shuffle in San Francisco.
I guess, yeah, maybe they just
Like
try, they might
they
have
had
tried to feed him.
McCaffrey, they had Kittle, they had Ayuk. You know, like
Yeah.
they kept getting more guys up and up and up, and it's like you just get lost in the shuffle at that point. You're no longer
It's
the
true,
top
yeah.
option.
The Bills are kind of making money moves.
Yeah.
This, I mean, smart on their end to just extend Allen and throw him a couple extra bones and, like, here you go, buddy. Like, just stay with
Yeah.
us till 2030. I mean, Joey Bosa, they signed Josh Palmer. They extended Shakir. That's a good signing. He was good this year.
If Bosa can stay healthy, that'll be a really good move.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just like they kind of just replaced Von Miller with Joey Bosa. So if he stays healthy, then yeah, I think that's kind of an upgrade
Which
too,
you
'cause
run the same exact risk with Von Miller with health, so at least you're getting
right,
his
exactly.
value.
Yeah, and I honestly, I don't even, I like I think I brought up in multiple podcasts last year, I didn't think Von Miller was still even on the Bills, and he was the whole time. So
Yeah, he was.
yeah, I mean, that's where I was at with the whole Von Miller saga. So
Yeah.
yeah, they did good. The Pats made some good moves, I think. But again, like you said, like these guys are kind of overpaying a lot too for like it's not
Yeah,
like these are.
especially offensive linemen, man. The
I
offensive linemen
know.
deals that have been going out, those are
I
insane.
know. It's I don't know. It's kind of weird just because like they're not like they are obviously they're NFL players, but they're like not that great either is the thing too. Like some of these guys that are getting signed, like some of them are backups getting deals,
Getting starter money, yeah.
getting good deals
Not just
that
starter
like.
money, but like you are a top 15 player at your position in starter
I
money.
don't know. It's weird because it's just like I don't know. I feel like there's so many good players on shit teams now,
Yeah.
and they don't want to leave because as the cap space grows bigger, as the cap space grows bigger, these teams can just throw more and more money at them, and they're like, oh, I'll just stay here. Like I already have been here. I live here. My family's here. And I'm getting
Bradley
all
Beal
this money.
conundrum.
It's like, dude.
Yeah.
So you kind—I mean, it's just kind of where you're at with free agency. Like, if you don't draft well and you can't re-sign people, then it's like, all right, I gotta just overpay for middle of the pack, lower end guys, and give them a lot of money.
Yeah, and then there's like the 49ers are having a fire sale on
Yeah,
their team.
yeah. Well, they
Like,
gotta pay Purdy eventually, obviously.
they're not gonna be able to make the they're not gonna be a make able to make the Super Bowl again if they're cutting all their good players.
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Don't know, it just kind of defeats the purpose if you're losing all your guys just to re-sign your quarterback who Brock Purdy is good, but he's not that good.
That's their guy, man.
He's good, but he's not that good.
I mean, I agree. I don't think he's good either. I don't think he's going to be worth what they're going to pay him at all, but they're going to pay him it. What do you like where do you think he what do you think he get like what's a realistic contract offer for Brock Purdy?
He's getting like 60 million. Like that's what he's going to be given. I don't think he's worth
60
that
million.
a year.
You're insane.
That's what he's going to get. He's going to get 60 million.
You're insane if you think the 49ers are paying him that much money.
They're going to make him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
No.
They just are.
What does Dak make?
Doesn't
Because
Dak
Dak's
make
the
like
highest paid
50
right now.
something?
Is it
Isn't
50? It's
Dak
like
making the
55,
50s?
right? Hold on. No, he gets paid. He gets 60 million a year.
Yeah. So I'm telling you right now.
Oh my God, 230. He signed for 240 million, and 231 of it is guaranteed money. And he got an $80 million signing bonus. That's insane.
Dak Prescott's cap hit in 2080 is going to be $80 million.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not. The QB market is insane. That's just the nature of the beast, even when, it's not an elite guy. And
Yeah,
you get paid
I
like being
guess.
the elite quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah,
All right, I have to run and check something, so fill that air for like legitimately 20
okay.
seconds.
I'll fill this air. Listen.
Okay.
I'm going to make a plea to Omar Khan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Do not sign Aaron Rodgers. I would rather the team suck than have Aaron Rodgers. Okay? Like, we don't need to return to this well next year. So, like, let's try and get the QB situation situated beyond 2025.
Gosh. Anyways, sorry, I had to make sure that my door was shut,
Oh, it's okay.
so my cat didn't get out. But yeah.
All out. Yeah. No, man. With the quarterbacks, it's just they always get paid so much money. Purdy's going to get paid. Is he worth 60? No, he's worth, like, on the current scale, 40. He's
Hold on, I gotta see something. How old is Purdy?
in his late, like, mid to late 20s at this point. Like, early, mid, early.
All right, he's 25. All right.
Yeah, he's in his.
So like do we think it's like a 4-year deal? Do we think it's a 5-year
It's
deal?
five. He's getting five.
Okay. You think so?
Yeah.
But why? I honestly though. I Brock Purdy is
I
like
just feel like that when you're like locking this guy in, when you're saying you're our franchise quarterback, I feel like they always get 5 year deals.
you're saying they're going 5 years, $300 million.
Yes.
That is insanity to think of. Brock Purdy, dude. He's like not he's like barely in the conversation for top 10 QBs in the NFL.
Yeah.
Barely. I don't even know if I would consider him in the top 10.
I wouldn't, but you know where
Like,
he sits? He's in San Francisco, where he's going to thrive off of the Kyle Shanahan offense.
yeah, you know what? To be fair though, he's kind of been playing at a discount too this whole time. So
He
like,
has. And I listen, if Brock
I
Purdy
didn't
can get
know that.
himself $60 million a year, more power to him.
Yeah, I mean, I would be trying to milk every
But
penny out
what
of
would
someone.
I pay him in my very relevant experience as an NFL GM?
Yes.
Obviously, I would not pay him that much money.
Right. So what's a realistic number for you then? If
Like
you're if you're a,
40.
okay.
At the current scale of what quarterbacks make, I'd say
That's not
40.
horrible. 40 isn't horrible. I was gonna, yeah. Yeah, 40's probably decent.
Like, I feel like 5 years ago, your mid-level quarterbacks were making 30. I
Yeah.
feel like 40 is what it should be
Man,
raised to.
too bad Tom Brady wasn't around when all these QBs are making us money. But oh wait, that's right. He always used to take pay cuts so that his team could be good around him. Which, hey, more power to you.
Hey,
But
that's what Russ did, and then look what happened to the
it's
Steelers.
all ego around anymore in the NFL. It's like, oh, I'm the highest paid guy. You know, it's like one day someone is the highest paid, and then like 4 days later, it's like there's a new highest paid playing in the NFL. It's like this makes no sense.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, like I get it, get as much money as you can out of the situation, but like, is there really that much of a difference in $10 million for you specifically? Like
I
when you
mean, if you're looking in the future, yes, that
But you're
can go.
already getting generational wealth off of like
That's
first
true.
round rookies are already getting generational wealth from their first
That's
contract.
very true. Very
Like
true. Like, I think like 20 plus mil for your.
yeah. And
Yeah.
look, I'm not saying don't get your money, don't like that, like yes, go get your money, but at the same time, remembering that like
Take like 90% of what you could take out of a
if you
100.
want to win, you
Right.
might consider taking a little bit less so that
Right.
you can,
I mean,
not so that
I
your
get
team
it.
can keep the money that you'd be giving up, but so that they can give it to more guys,
Right. Right.
right?
Right. And here's the thing too, I guess it just comes down to if you want to win or not, man. If you don't want to win and you just want money, then just take all the money and who cares? You
Yeah.
don't want to build a legacy, that's fine. I mean, I wouldn't understand that, I guess. It's just because, like, I feel like if I was in that position, I would want to build a legacy and, you know, be able to look back fondly on memories versus just I did it for the money. But then again, you know,
I just
every
feel like I'd
person's
have such a
different.
hard time losing. If I was on a bad team getting paid a lot of money, I would have such a hard time losing.
Right. But then again, this is what happens when you're done losing, you get to go home to your $60 million a year. And then it's like,
True.
man,
I
this
would be
is
getting
not.
paid a lot of money just to
This really
play.
doesn't suck anymore, man, you know?
I know. I know. I
But
know.
I get what you're saying, though, too. Yeah. I mean, if you're a football player, you're probably passionate about the sport. I mean,
But
no one's gonna.
if I'm a quarterback and I'm making $60 million a year, I can still make $30 million a year and go home to the exact same house.
It's a good point.
And I'm not saying that
A lot of these
quarterbacks need to
guys like
get
to be
like
extra, though.
cheaper.
Like, they like to get more shit than they need.
Yes, and they have to pay for their offensive lineman's presence and all that.
Right. And I mean, a lot of these guys are coming from like the impoverished, you know, like backgrounds. So, like, they like to, you know, go over the top, which I don't blame them. If I got that much money, I'd probably, you know, have a mansion with 12 bathrooms too, or however many Russ has. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, I complain, but I know from yeah, I'd yeah, you're right.
But I get it though too. I do get what you're saying. Like 30 million and 60 million. It's like, man,
Like
you
maybe not maybe it's not 30 and 60. Like maybe it's like if you're Brock Purdy, you're like, maybe I'll take 50.
Right. No, that's what I was saying. Like, take 90% out of the 100% that you could take, and then leave the extra 10% to throw to some dude off the street if you need him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Especially when it's like a quarterback contract where like taking 10% less than normal like is a very good player for
Yeah.
you.
Well, here's the thing. Think about this with me. I just thought of this randomly, random thought. What if an NFL team GM, or what if an NFL GM was just like, all right, we're just going to go on a rental basis, like year to year? How do you think that would work?
Didn't
What do you think? Do you think that would be a reasonable system? Like, I would say you could be able to sign, like, if you know, if you're like, this dude is legit, and you could sign a couple guys to like multi-year deals just because you're like, I like your QB if you had a good QB, but like other than that, what do you think would happen if you took like a team and just went year to year? And we're like, we're gonna,
I just think that guys wouldn't want to work under that because
yeah,
the injury rate in the
that's a good
NFL
point.
is so
Yeah,
high
that's a good point.
that I think that guys would get like they'd not be happy with that.
Yeah, I guess I didn't even think about injuries at all. I don't know why I thought that was even
Well, I
realistic
mean,
to
it's a system
consider.
that does work in a lot of times in like the NBA, or like there
Right.
are NBA teams that have like half of their roster on 1 year contracts.
Right.
Like it happens. But like for the NFL, I just think that the like knowing that like yes, in the NBA one play can take you out for the rest of your career, but in
Right.
the NFL it's like
It's a con it's I mean it's
you
a
must know
consistently
that.
physical league. So
Yeah.
yeah, I get what you're saying.
So yeah. That I mean that's my only thing of why that
If
wouldn't
you
work.
it could work though, if injuries weren't a real thing,
Yeah,
it
if
could
you
work.
had injuries set to off,
Right.
go
Right.
ahead.
Yeah. If
Go
you
ahead
went
and
in the
do that.
franchise settings and turn it off, then it would work. But you know.
Yeah, but no.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean,
I think that teams this year, I don't really know who got significantly better out of this offseason so far.
yeah, I mean, you never know at the end of the day either. You could say that this team that made 12 signings made the best sign, and then they are
Like the
still like
Bears did
just,
last year.
yeah. I mean, the Bears actually legitimized themselves a little
They
bit
might have an
more.
actual offensive line this year.
Yeah, I mean
Yeah.
they still have to win games, but they look more and more like a competent team as the days go on.
Yeah.
So yeah, which is scary, but you know what?
I think it's interesting that the Jets, like I complain about Justin Fields losing, but I do think it's interesting that the Jets throw that to him. And say, I mean, obviously they're going to have him compete with Tyrod Taylor, but like,
Right, yeah.
I think it's interesting that the Jets are willing to take that chance on Justin Fields instead of trying to trade up in the draft or taking, just tanking or something. I don't know. I just think
Right.
that's an interesting route that they took because, like, not that I think Justin Fields is trash like you do, but. He hasn't exactly proven to be worth
Well, I mean, I
the
don't think he's
amount that they've paid
trash.
him.
I just don't think he's that guy at the end of the day.
No.
So
Maybe this dealer
I
should sign
think,
Jacoby Brissett.
listen. No, because you took that out of context, what I said earlier. I said that he has an ego about himself and he thinks he's hot shit, and he's not. That's not me calling him trash. That's just me saying he is objectively worse than he thinks he is.
I'm pretty sure you called him ass.
Because he is ass.
Okay, so.
Ass and trash are different, Thomas. I don't know if I need to that like that. Those are two different words in the English language.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how to kind of go off that because I get what you're saying, and they kind of are the same word.
Oh,
But yeah,
so you take back what you said then.
I think he's ass. I don't think he's that ass though. There's a scale of ass in my brain that I. I'm
Yeah,
working,
but
but I
like the
can't.
Jets didn't get any better by that move, right? Like,
No, I
it's
mean,
the I don't think that Aaron Rodgers
they
and
got
Justin
he's
Fields, like
younger.
obviously they're two very different players, but is the quality of football you're going to be able to get out of them
He's
different?
younger, and he probably had a better winning percentage than Rodgers last year. That's the only way I could see that saying they got better. But I get what you're saying, though. It's like the same style of play, essentially. It's like they're kind of, yeah. I don't know.
Like it's not like they're the same quarterback, but like when you look at like where they're at in like the tiers of quarterbacks, is Justin Fields not below Aaron Rodgers?
Probably, yeah. But the thing is he's younger. He could have a potential
Yes.
upside. He could. You know, if things go well,
And
he
the
could
floor is also
re-sign.
lower, so they can tank if they need to. I know.
Right, exactly. And if he stinks, they can be like, all right, Tyrod, go tear it up, man. You're 100 years old at this point, but go out there and really kill him.
He might die. Tyrod Taylor is made of glass at
The
this
fact that
point.
he's alive is kind of crazy, because like I
He
mean
gets
the
a lung
Chargers tried to
punctured
kill
in
him
San
a long time ago.
Diego. Like,
Yeah, it's like insane.
I don't know how he's still in the league, but good for him, honestly.
Yeah, but I know we talk football and everything, but I can't lie, I'm pretty fired up for March Madness at this point. I don't know if we want to talk about college
Get
basketball
your
at
shit
all.
off. Get your shit off.
I'm fired up, man. Like, I'm super pumped. MSU is hooping. They just went through a gauntlet, seven straight. I don't really, this is the thing, and which I didn't know, actually. I didn't know the Big Ten regular season, like, being important. Like, I mean, we hang, like, the Big Ten hangs banners over it and stuff. Apparently, that's not common in other conferences, which I didn't know. But I've come to the point where we won the Big Ten regular season. If we took a loss in the tournament, I wouldn't necessarily be upset, is the thing. 'Cause like this is my thought process. If MSU loses, then it's better to get that loss out of the way now. Right? Like it's like, all
Or
right,
just don't
well,
lose.
what did we do wrong? Right? And it's like it's your one last chance to lose before everything, it's win or go home, right? So I would like us to win the tournament, the Big Ten tournament. If we don't win the Big Ten tournament, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Do I want us to win at least one game? Yes. But then as it comes, like when it comes to the NCAA tournament, I think I got a real deal, man. Izzo is a dog. This team is full of dogs. They're just so, everyone is just so, it's like so, everything is so cohesive with that team. They're really just like one. They all move in unison, and when everyone's playing bad, when one person's playing bad, they're all playing bad. But when one person is playing well, they're all playing well, and they tend to all play well way more than they all play bad. Shooting was a really big concern for them, but they've been better at shooting the ball. So, and they're like really good at rebounding, and they run fast, and they have good pace. I mean, I don't know. Really pumped for MSU. Duke is scary, Auburn's scary, Bama's good. I hate Michigan basketball. I hate Dusty May. I think he's a little bitch.
Did you see him going on like podcasts to
Yeah.
talk about the
Dan, he was
logo?
talking to Dan Dakich today about it, or Dakich, however the fuck you say his name. I
It's like,
don't
just get
know our
over it,
character.
man. Like,
But he's a bitch, and he's like, he thinks he's funny because he's like, he wants to make a joke out of it and pretend like he's just oblivious to the fact that MSU's been doing that for 30 years straight, which I also thought it was funny that all these Michigan fans are like, I've never saw it before. Like, there's been multiple times where we've played them on senior night, and it's happened before, and there's never been an it there is legitimately in the past 30 years never been an issue with it. So the
yeah.
fact that there is now, it's like, okay, well, there, I don't want to get up because I've been too like hyper focused on it, and it really just genuinely makes me mad. But like, also, it's like weird
Well,
energy
it
that I'm
is
mad about
also
it.
like
So,
it just happens all the time. Like,
right,
there's always something with Michigan going on.
right, and that's the thing. And then they love to play the victim card and pretend like MSU is in the wrong. But it's like, dude, it's not even just been MSU. I mean,
So
stuff
Ohio
with
State too. It's
OSU,
Big
stuff
Ten people, yeah.
with the tunnel. There's other things like
There's the
like.
big. There's the NCAA because our head football coach.
Right.
But a ring of spying on other game.
Right. Yeah. And there was guys on the sidelines of other teams scouting for us and all this stuff. And there's an asterisk next to the national championship. And I could go on for days. But yeah. I'm excited, man. It's gonna be good. I love March Madness is like maybe my favorite time of the year. Just it always has been. It's because it coincides with my birthday, because like my birthday is March 27th, so it's always like March Madness is sick. Plus, it's my birthday, so I'm fired up about that. MSU has, relatively, not the past couple of years, but historically been good in the tournament, or just been good at basketball in general. So it's always exciting to look forward to. I am a bit concerned that we're a two seed. I don't want to get Middle Tennessee flashbacks, but like it could happen, especially with this team and how cold they can shoot sometimes. So I'm trying to keep the expectations low, but also we could be like a eight seed, and I would think we're going to the to the championship too. That's just kind of the delusional fan I am when it comes to
Yeah.
him.
I mean, I
And
just
it's
feel like the vibes around this team are the best they've been since the pandemic,
yeah.
when, that Cassius team was probably going to win it all. But yeah, I mean, just it's one of those things, like, I think we touched on it a little bit in a previous episode. It's just like everything about this team is so different than like the past four.
Yeah.
Like,
Everyone's bought in. There's
yeah.
no egos. There's no I need the ball. I need to shoot. Like everyone shares with everyone. It's like everyone's bought in. Everyone cares. Everyone wants to play Michigan State style basketball, and that's just it means I don't know. It means a lot, especially because we've had down the past couple of down years and they've sucked. Like it's sucked to be an MSU fan, not only in basketball, but football too. And now we finally have a bright spot. It's like it feels good because it's always been with MSU. If you couldn't count on football, there basketball you could always count on. I mean, obviously Izzo's been around for 30 years now, so he has his own resume, so
Yeah, I mean, this is they're gonna have a shot at it, I think. You sit talk about being a two seed and everything. Like, at the end of the day, it's March Madness. They can fall to anyone, no matter
yeah,
what seed
that's
they
true.
are,
No,
right?
exactly. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if the committee wants to throw in like, put Duke in our region like they did the one year, and then. But then again, we beat Duke that year, so and they had a insane team. Their team was actually insane. I still can't believe we beat them. But Cooper Flagg's the real deal, though, man. That dude is a
Yeah.
hooper.
Did you see the picture of him getting wheelchaired out of the
Wheelchair.
stadium?
Yeah, but then I read and it said that he was like on the bench and didn't have a boot on and was walking on his
Well,
own.
yeah. My thing is more like when the people are like, oh, he's like thinking about coming back for another year. And I'm looking at
Yeah,
that picture and I'm like, that is enough. If I
that's kind of
was
like a
in the
wake-up sign right
plan,
there,
that
like, hey bud,
moment alone would
you
be
might
enough
want
to
to
be
just
like,
go to
I
the
need to go.
league. Yeah.
Like, I'm going to the league now.
No, and I think he'd be dumb to stay. I mean, I know you can make money in NIL and everything, but you can't make NBA money in NIL. Like that dude's going number one overall. There was no one with a better case than him to go number one.
When you're like, it's one thing if he was like end of the lottery kind of guy, but no, he's number one overall pick.
Yeah, if he's in like the, 10 to 15 range, it's like, you know what? Screw, like just come back for another day, right? Like whatever. You could cuz NIL has obviously changed the game. We've talked about it multiple times, but like having the opportunity to come back and make money still and make good money, like make legitimate money, and also maybe help your draft stock and get paid even more down the road is smart. But if you're a surefire lock at number one, I wouldn't understand coming back for another year.
Yeah. And it kind of sucks because, like, I think Jace Richardson is gone after this year.
I think so too, which is unfortunate because like he's kind of in that spot where like he's in the lower end of the lottery, so like maybe he stays. But he's a hooper, dude. He is
Yeah.
a hooper.
It's gonna suck if he leaves,
And I
man.
wouldn't even be upset with him if he didn't come back. But it's like, I don't
It's
know.
gonna be one of those, like,
I
when
hope he
Max
pulls a Miles
Christie
Bridges,
announced and you're just
honestly.
kind of like, what? But, like, I don't know. Like, I don't connect Max Christie as being a Spartan very much,
Yeah.
but like, I will connect Jace
Oh,
Richardson as a
100%.
Spartan.
Well, Christie, he was a little, he was spotty for a lot of the time
Yeah.
at MSU. So we were always expecting him to kind of be that go-to guy, and he didn't exactly fully evolve into that role his first year. But yeah, I also said that I hope Jace Richardson is like Miles Bridges, and I don't mean in the fact of being a an
Okay.
abuser. And I don't support that either, so just want to say that. But I mean, I hope he comes back for another year.
Yeah, surprises everyone. You could have just led it with
Yeah.
that,
I know, but I said earlier, I said I hope he's like Miles Bridges, and that could be taken
man. I
out
know, but I
of
think
context.
having the if you said I hope he's like Miles Bridges and comes back for another year, it then is like, oh, so he doesn't want him to be Miles Bridges. The abuser, he wants him to be Miles Bridges, the sophomore
Strictly
abuser.
talking, ball. I want him to be like Miles Bridges. Anything outside of ball, Irrelevant.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know.
Except I kind of hope he doesn't, because like Miles Bridges came back and he was like wasn't as good as he was his freshman year, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, there were more miles to feed when he came back, to be
That's a story
fair.
for a different time.
Like, that was Jaren's freshman year, I believe. Yeah. Oh, Jaren was only there for 1 year. So, yeah, it was his freshman year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Jaren was so good, man. He
That
is.
was the
He
Texas
still.
Tech
He
year.
st he still is good. In the NBA.
Yeah. You know who else is good in the NBA right now? Detroit basketball. We're back, baby. Did you see
Sure.
Shaq?
He, dude.
Shaq?
Did you see the Twitter, the Pistons Twitter admin
Yeah.
completely just flame him though?
Yeah.
That was
Looked
sick.
over us in 2004. Looking,
Yeah.
still looking over us and
Yeah.
like, how embarrassing to be the network that employs this person,
Yeah.
TNT employing Shaquille O'Neal, and him to be on air saying, "I don't watch basketball."
Yeah, that's insane. That's
Like,
insane.
Inside the NBA is a very entertaining show when they have the guys on it, right? But no one. I don't think anyone looks at that and sees their analysis and actually takes it seriously. And
Right.
if anyone does, they are actually stupid. Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal might be two of the stupidest analysts in the NBA.
Yeah, no, they really don't pay attention to basketball, so, which is just insane because like that's their job, but
No, I mean,
they
is
probably
what
just don't
happens
pay
when you're
them.
already rich. You can get paid millions of dollars to do nothing.
Yeah, well, I mean, they, we're NBA players too, so that kind of helps. So
Yeah, I
they can pretend like they
suppose.
know what they're talking about, at
I
least.
suppose. I suppose.
Yeah.
I suppose. Well, Tyler, I do think that the show has gone off the rails enough. I think that might be it for us.
Yeah. That was good, I think.
Gosh. Everyone
Like,
at home, thank you for watching. Be
like,
sure to like,
subscribe,
comment,
comment.
subscribe. We're on Apple
Oh.
Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're
All
on
four of you that
YouTube.
watch this, please.
You can find our Patreon
Yeah, we're actually making an OnlyFans, so
we have an
we'll add
OnlyFans.
that
We have
in
a
the link below.
Patreon. We're on Pornhub. We've got, what else do we got? What else? How else can you make? We're on Etsy.
Yeah, Etsy. There you
We're
go.
starting a drop shipping service on Temu. Use promo code KnowingBall at checkout
My
to get
God.
0% off of your next purchase. To
Bang.
get an error response that says that that wasn't a valid promo code.
There we go. All
Yeah, no.
right.
Thank you all. We appreciate it.
Peace.
Adios.